your recollection of that first meeting and obviously going head-to-head with Malcolm Butler quite a bit?
Yeah, it was definitely a long day. Malcolm Butler is a competitor. He's a Pro Bowl player. He's having a great season for him. And I definitely got my hands full again this week. But at the end of the day, we got a lot on the line. We got an opportunity to attain our goals of making it to Super Bowl 50. And not only that, hopefully we go in there and win it. So I gotta go out. I gotta handle business. I know Belichick is big on winning matchups, and he's telling those guys go out, compete, and win your matchup. But I'm going in with the same mentality. I gotta win my matchup. So we'll see who wins.
You guys have gone through like the combine drill. Is that just reinforced something?
Yeah, it's reinforcing eyes to the ball. Everybody watched the game last week. We had some, like, 7 drops. So it's one of those things when you have drops. You got to go back into the lab, and you got to start over. And you got to take your eyes to the football, and that's what Tyke is trying to emphasize. So hopefully it pays off this Sunday.
Emmanuel, how come sometimes you can make the tough catch, and then the easy one where there's no one around, it just – not just you
specifically. Concentration. I'm glad you went talking about me. I think it's concentration. Obviously, the easy ones, you think that you just got it, and then the tough ones, you know, it's go up and get it. You know what I mean? It's the big time catch. So that's what it is, a lack of focus.
In the times you've played the Patriots, it seems like every time you play them, they throw something new at you, something different. Do you like that challenge?
Yeah, I like the challenge, man. This is playoff football. I've been in the National Football League for 6 years. This is my second AFC championship, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, I know opportunities like this don't come often. This morning, Kubiak was talking about DeMarcus Ware, how, you know, he's been in the National Football League, potential first ballot Hall of Famer. This is his first time playing the AFC championship game. So I know that I don't know if this opportunity is going to come again, so I'm just trying to make the most of it.
After your Deflategate comments last season, or last offseason is when they kind of came out that you had mentioned your opinion about the Patriots. Do you have any animosity towards that team?
I don't have any animosity. That's none of my business. And, you know, at the end of the day, and that was last year. Well, it's a totally different season. I know that they dealt with that. That's something that their organization had to deal with. But it's all about this Sunday. So I'm just looking forward to that.
So did you mention that he had gotten some of the interaction from fans talking about the
drops?
And have you had any of that?
Yeah, but I don't read it, though. I just read the positive. You know, everybody's going to have an opinion. Everybody's going to try to voice their opinion. But here I am, a little small kid from Belleville, Texas, getting ready to play in my second AFC championship game. So it's a blessing.
What about Belichick's defense, you know, maybe stylistically makes it stand out to others in the league?
I think that he has those guys playing. He tells those guys, go out and win your matchup. When you tell a guy in the National Football League or anybody to go out and win your matchup, and then you come back the next day and you look at the film and you say you didn't win your matchup, you kind of wear a chip on your shoulder. So, you know, I know he's telling his guys to go out and win his matchup, and I have a chip on my shoulder because I want to win my matchup also. You know, that's why you guys are here. You guys are going to be writing stories of who won out of Malcolm Butler and Emmanuel Sanders. So I'm looking forward to the game and seeing hopefully I get the win.
What kind of tone does Kubiak and the entire coaching staff set as far as keeping things on even keel through the ups and downs?
I think he does a great job. I think he, even with the Peyton and Brock situation, he came in and he attacked every situation from the beginning of the week. He didn't shy away from anything or the direction he wanted to go. He let us know that, and it gave us a sense of confidence of saying, all right, we attacked that problem, let's move on. And he helps us in terms of how to deal with the problems that come along, the media, the controversy, and everything. So he's doing an exceptional job, and it's showing. First year, he's playing the AFC Championship game.
Emmanuel, we're in the AFC Championship game. You're wearing a training camp 2015 shirt. Count me in. Any full circle feeling?
Nah. This is just a shirt that I put on, man.
Emmanuel, how much do you appreciate the Brady Manning history in the matchup?
I appreciate it. Every time I watch, every time I play against Tom, you know, I spend less time on the bench, you know, just to watch him because, you know, I saw an interview with Peyton saying he plays a position the right way. He's a leader. He goes out. He's a competitor. And I'm a competitor myself. Him and Peyton are both competitors. These are two first ballot Hall of Famers. These are guys that the game will always speak about as one of the best to ever play it. So it's definitely unique and special.
And this is the last time stay in the moment this week and really enjoy all this week takes in. In what ways have you seen that from him?
I think he's the same guy. You know, he's always been that way. So, I mean, since the day of training camp, he's always a okay, next day guy. I'm not going to think about the future kind of guy. So, he's in the same mood.
If this is the last time those two go head-to-head, I know you guys have plenty of motivation on your own, but is there a little extra to
Nah.
Peyton get there?
I mean, obviously, I've been playing for Peyton ever since the day that I got here, and I've been having on speaking about that, man. He's one of those guys that I want him to win another Super Bowl. And, you know, Kubiak had a saying today on the board that if you play for the person next to you more than you play for yourself, the outcome is greater. And I think that everybody on this team, we have a lot of camaraderie on this team, and we're playing for each other. We're playing for the city of Denver, and hopefully we get the job done.
Some of the younger players came to you for some advice on these late playoff games and stuff like that?
No, I think everybody's just so locked and loaded. One thing about it is you never want to make the game bigger than what it is. I know that there's more cameras out here. There's more reporters from a national level, but at the end of the day, it's still football. We've all been playing football since we were 12 years old, 10 years old, and we got to keep it that way. You got to keep it small and just keep it in perspective.
Is there anything from your first experience in the AFC Championship game that'll help you this week, you think?
I think not really an AFC Championship game, but just playing in big games, just keep your emotions down. Not make the game bigger than what it is. I mean, it's just football at the end of the day.
Okay, thank you, Manuel.
All right, thank you.